One game away. I think it's been, what, since the Hayes Center Cardinals back in the, 2012? I think it's been 64 since Maywood. So it's been a couple of years since either one of the schools has been to a state tournament, hasn't it?
Yeah, been over a decade for Hayes Center and six decades for Maywood. So it's been a while. But, yeah, we're very fortunate and feel very blessed to be in the situation that we're in. We made a district final last year and fell short. So hopefully we can get that monkey off her back and finally get it down to a state tournament this year.
You've been involved in many, many great games in your years, but boy, that game, the sub-district title game with St. Pat's, has to rank up as one of the most intense and exciting ones to be involved in, hasn't it?
Absolutely. That was a great atmosphere. The gym was packed. I know some people didn't even get in. No place to sit. So yeah, it was a great atmosphere. The kids had a great comeback. We were down 12 or 13 at one point in the second half. We were down 10 with about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and we found a way to get the game tied. Just unfortunately fell 1 point short. So it was a great atmosphere, great game, and proud of the boys.
I'm sure you tell your kids, if we play like this, you know, just going down the line, district final, we win that, go to a state tournament, we play like this, we're going to be in the thick of things and a chance to play on that last Saturday of the season.
Sure, you know, we kind of talked to the boys, you know, beginning of the season, we were in a very tough sub-district. We were going to have our hands full with that, and we just need to win as many games as possible to put ourselves in the best position to, A, make a district final, and then if we were fortunate enough to win a district final, to put us in a position to maybe win a few games down in Lincoln. So, honestly, I think we're about in as best position as we could possibly be. I think even if we had won all of our games, if we were 26-0 instead of 24-2, I still don't think we would be the one seed, unfortunately. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. We're the two right now, and we got to take care of business on Tuesday night, and if we do that, then we'll just play whoever they put in front of us and hope for the best.
Loomis, the team, as I mentioned at the beginning, what a great run. They're trying for their fifth straight trip to a state tournament, and what a team they had last year. Phenomenal for Coach Bill Linder. They lost a lot of key guys off that squad, but they returned a couple, I think one or two starters and some bench guys. So a team you can't overlook, can you?
Absolutely not. They can shoot the heck out of the ball. I've watched several games on them over the last couple of days, and they got a lot of nice guards that can really shoot it from the outside, and they got some guys that do some work down low and play, make the hustle plays and play pretty solid defense. So, yeah, we're going to have our hands full. We got to know who the shooters are and get out on them, and we got to do a better job of rebounding the ball as well. So we're definitely locked in on Tuesday night.
Wes Trompke's kind of their guy. I went and talked to Coach Billiner, and you've watched him on film. Is kind of their guy you got to stop.
Absolutely. You know, he's a lefty. He averaged, I think, 17 or 18 a game. I know he shot, I think he's like 140 of 180 from the line, so that shows that he's really attacking, getting to the rim and getting to the line, and then he's made a bunch of threes as well. He's shooting like 37% from three. So he's a good player. He's obviously got the big game experience from his years of playing with that group last year. So we're definitely going to have to stop him if we want to have a chance to win.
You've had a couple of days to work on some things. You kind of touched on a little bit earlier. The key for us, you got to rebound. If you rebound well, especially on the defensive side, and boy, with your size, you're hoping to hit shots. But if you don't, you crash the offensive boards. But if you rebound well both sides, you should be okay.
Sure. You know, that was kind of the one thing I was disappointed. One of the few things I was disappointed with against St. Pat's, we didn't have a single offensive rebound. And I never would have guessed we would ever have a game like that with our size. But credit to St. Pat's. They did a great job of keeping us off the offensive boards. And I think that was one of the keys for them winning the game. So we got to do a better job of really crashing the boards and also just hitting some outside shots. We didn't shoot great from the outside either. So if we're able to take care of those two things and then maybe get a few more steals in transition, I think that, you know, that'll definitely help us when it comes to the offensive end.
We got a couple of upperclassmen that have been through this run the last couple of years, Coach, of playing some district finals, getting close, but haven't punched that ticket for them. Boy, they're gonna, you know darn well, they're going all out for this one to try to get that, punch that ticket for Lincoln next week.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think motivation's going to be a factor tomorrow night. You know, these kids are pretty hungry for it. They've watched our girls have a lot of success the last few years in volleyball and basketball, and they've got to go down there as fans and watch that. I know that they're ready, you know, to participate in it and get down there as a team. So I think probably as a coach, instead of me motivating them, I might have to be maybe pulling them back a little bit to kind of calm them down, which isn't always a bad thing. So, it should be a fun, exciting game against Loomis, and we're looking forward to the challenge of playing them.
Well, you talked about standing room only at St. Pat's last week. This is going to be standing room only, probably guaranteed at your place, isn't it?
I would imagine so. Yeah, our gym isn't quite as big as St. Pat's, so I told all the parents to make sure they get there as soon as they possibly can to ensure they get a seat. So this should be a fun atmosphere, and I'm hoping that everybody that wants to get in does get in, but I'd like to see it packed again. It would be a fun environment.